Here we are. It's a wonderful day at University of Healing in Campo, California, at the Monk's Round Table. Ice cream is our topic today for instant illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you instant illuminations of ice cream. Well, this noon, our buyer, our purchaser, our person who goes to the store occasionally and buys things, none other than that gracious center of light, Sylvia, Ellen said, oh, you have ice cream? And Sylvia says, yes, I bought some ice cream. Ellen says, that's nice, let's have some. So Sylvia went out to the freezer, and she brought back the Klondike. And Ellen says, hey, these are fine, very nice. And Heinz, she said, hey, that's cool, you know, that's real nice. And so we said, yeah, we can give it out to our seminar goers, you know, and have it at a meal without having to, as Ellen says, scoop it out. Well, it came to eating this wonderful chocolate-covered bar, the original Klondike. Now, Klondike comes in 12 different flavors and preparations, but we have the original here. Now, the original is quite special. It's just beautiful vanilla ice cream inside of the very highest quality, richest that you could get, and then the chocolate covering on it is just really superb. It's just within a fraction of an inch of its absolute perfection all the way around. So it's equal amount of chocolate. Sylvia opened hers and took a big bite, and she just savored it with all of her heart. Heinz took a big bite, and he says, this is very good. Ellen says, I like this very much. And then I said to Ingeborg, Ingeborg, how do you like it? And Ingeborg says, oh, it's okay. And I thought, hey, Ellen, you've made a mistake. Ingeborg didn't like the ice cream. You should have taken it away. Anytime a person doesn't like what you give them, take it away. I mean, she doesn't have to eat it just because we have it. And so finally I said, Ingeborg, she said, well, what should I do? I said, lie a little bit. Say, very nice. Nice shape. Nice activity here. Just really wonderful. And you don't have to say how it tastes, because how it tastes may not be what you're interested in, but you just say, hey, that's a nice shape. It has a nice cover on it. It has nice preparation. But when everybody's eating this thing, you want to be, harmonious with everybody else. Otherwise, if you say, I don't like it, it doesn't taste very good, everybody will say, oh, it does have a little bit of strange taste. Oh, gosh, well, I'm not really too hungry for it. Maybe there's something wrong with it. Maybe there's it wasn't in the freezer or something like that. And that's not nice. That's not nice. You see, you go into a house and you meet the people there. Now, Ingeborg, you have been trained these last couple of weeks with HH. And you know what you're supposed to do. You know what you're supposed to do. You know, and you listen, and you say, now, how would Hogan of Hogan's Heroes handle this? Right? Yes. Now, Hogan went up to the commander, and he says, oh, 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 and he walks away, holding his hand over his face, and the commander says, what's the matter? Oh, oh, what's the matter? Well, one of our men, in camp, he looked just like that, and then he died the next day. And the commander says, what is it? What should I do? I mean, the commander was absolutely 100% healthy. He had no problem whatsoever. But when Hogan, because he was an intelligent man, knew how to push his button, pushed his button so wonderfully that Commander Klink was just shook two pieces. Now, we do that with ourselves and with others. Mm-hmm. We say here on the campus of the University of Healing, anybody who comes here, adult or child, they eat everything that's on their plate, and they eat everything. Now, they can determine how much they put on their plate. You can have one eat a teensy little tiny bit of a piece, but you have some. And you eat whatever you take on your plate. There's no throwing it away. And now, when you're an adult, you don't have to eat what the restaurant serves you. You don't have to eat what other people serve you. You eat what you want. But here, we have portion control, and we are very careful to serve just the right amount for each person according to what their ability is to enjoy it. Now, we tell people, eat it. We had a couple of kids out here for a while, and their father came up one time and had dinner with us. And at the dinner table, he was saying, I don't like broccoli, I don't like this, I don't like that. And I had to tell him, here, everybody likes everything. Because the kids had taken after the father, I don't like broccoli, I don't like this. They didn't even know what it tastes like. They never tasted it. They just knew their father didn't like it, so they didn't like it. And so he says, oh, I'm sorry. And don't be sorry, just eat everything that's on your plate, and if you don't like it, don't say anything about it. If you like it, say a lot about it, you know. Mm-hmm. But just talk about whatever is pleasing to you, but always eat what's on your plate. Because what's on your plate was lovingly prepared, was prepared as a gift for you, enjoyment for you, and it's up to you to be pleasant and say, well, thank you very much, I enjoyed that very much, you know. And if you have four or five items on your plate, and two of them you didn't enjoy very much, then you would say, I enjoyed the broccoli and the carrots and the peas very much. They were just so super, so perfect. And you don't say anything about the other. But your innuendo is pretty heavy, so you want to be real careful. Always be on top of who you are, remembering that you are the creator of your world, and if you tell yourself you don't like something, you're telling your creation that they don't like that too. And so your creation is going to follow suit and not like it. And you're going to say, oh, darn, why didn't I keep my attitude quiet? You know, keep my attitude to myself. But we don't do that. Ice cream is a very special thing, and there's not one person on the face of the earth who doesn't like ice cream. Some people may have milk intolerance or something of that nature or whatever, but if they would come to here at the ranch and campus, they would soon lose that intolerance. Not that we serve a lot of milk, but there are no intolerances here. Everyone here loves everything that we have. They love each other. They love what we eat. They love the ranch. They love the University of Healing, the campus. They love, I could go on for days, but they love it. Now, why do they love it? Because they're not invited here unless they love it. If you're ready to love this place and love the people here and love the environment and the program here, you're welcome to come. But if you don't love it, we do not need your vibrations here at all, and we will not accept them. If I, when I'm bringing somebody here, sense that their vibrations are inharmonious, I take them right back to where they came from. Now, a person came to visit us on a plane the other day, and they didn't have the new passport that was required, you know, the change of passport. And so they had to go home. And they made it sound like some great big terrible thing that was going on, but it was merely they didn't have the right passport. Now, I say to you, how could they buy their ticket without showing their passport? And if the ticket agent sees the passport and knows it's the old one, and the ticket agent should know that, they should have told them that that's the wrong passport, and they would have taken care of it right away. You see? But, so, you know, whatever it is, it is. Mm-hmm. Be careful what you lie about, because the truth is always standing there. And if you say, I like ice cream, and you don't like it, then you're going to get a lot of ice cream. But if you say, I don't like ice cream, I'd rather have a piece of fruit, well, then you'll have a piece of fruit. But be honest with yourself. If you're going to eat it, like it. If you're not going to eat it, put it down and or give it to somebody else. See? That's the big thing about our life. Ice cream is just a symbol. It's a symbol of what should be good and tasty and desirable and delightful and all that good stuff. But if we make a tragedy out of it and we say, well, it's not so good. It tastes a little bit like metal, you know. It's a piece of steel were in there or something. I'd say, oh my goodness sakes. This is the last ice cream party I invite you to. But really, we want to be very careful. We're the creators of our life, the creators of our world, and we like everything. Heinz, why do we like everything?
Because I like myself.
Heinz says, we like everything because I like myself. Ellen?
Correct.
Before we get all of you with your foot in your mouth, what is the correct answer? Everyone is a creation of mine. Everyone is a reflection of me. And if I like something, everybody likes it. If I don't like it, then other people don't like it. Because everyone is a reflection of me. Now, your statement was good. But it was only half there. Really, think about it. Think about it. If everybody in the world likes ice cream, why do they like it? Because I like it. I created them that way. If everybody in the world hates ice cream, why is that? Because I hate ice cream. It has to be that way. The world is my reflection. So it's up to me to know what kind of spiegel I have out there, what kind of mirror I have. You know. Very important. Think on these things. They're a lot of fun. And have another ice cream on me. I love you. I love you.
I love you.